the point of this show, The Paths That Lead Us, is I want it to be an inspiration to the viewers to follow wherever it is that their heart is leading them. And for each of us, it's a different story. But if I could just share some spark with another person to go ahead and take that risk, I just promise you that it will be worth it.
Jessie Marianello is a Northern Minnesota-raised artist whose life journey has taken her on roads she hadn't planned. Roads that have led her toward animals, adventure, and very soon, Africa.
I had always known what I was going to do with my life. I always thought that I'd be a university English teacher. While I was working on my graduate thesis, I was working at a garden store, and it was dog-friendly, and I realized that I was getting to know everybody in the neighborhood through their dogs. I knew I needed to be creative. I had been doing my art on the side all along. I realized that I wanted to paint pet portraits.
How did that come to you? Do you remember?
Just my love of animals. Mm-hmm. So in love with dogs. I am part dog. You know, I just was drawn to it. But there was this fear of tacky pet portraiture. We've all seen it, right? And I did not want to go there. But I just kept having this nudge. And finally, I don't know, something just pushed me into it and I knew I had to do it. So I lined up a show at the coffee shop next door to the garden store. I think there was probably about a dozen dogs that were a part of that show. Within a short amount of time, I built a website, I did business cards, I did everything, and it totally snowballed. So right away, I was booked out for a year, and that moved into being booked out for 2 years with commissioned pet portraits. So the last 9 years, I've been a full-time pet portrait artist. I see animals as being a fully functioning, possessing the full capacity of beingness. They possess emotional intelligence. They're spiritual beings. They see things, they feel things, they remember things. They have anger and guilt and happiness and sadness, and they experience all those things that we as humans do. I see that. And when I paint, that's what I am trying to convey. That is why I wanted to do it. That is with any painting that I do, whether it's a dog or a horse or a person or anything. I want to convey that entire spiritual being. That's what I want you to see.
So what is the process like?
I start every painting with a photo shoot. I've even been flown cross country, private jets even, to go do photo shoots. And then
wow.
Once we have the images together, the client and I sit down and decide which one will best translate into a painting. We do it together. They're having emotional responses, and I'm seeing what the paint will do. So then together, almost always, we land up at the same place.
How do you know when you're done?
When I want to touch the horse, when I want to kiss the dog. I always know. When it becomes something that I want to reach towards, I know it's done.
Jessie painted pet portraits for many years professionally. And just like many people, she started having the urge to use those professional skills that she had honed in a whole new way.
Although I was painting mostly dogs and some cats, I've always had a huge, deep love of horses. At some point, I just identified so completely with being a painter. But there was this whole process of photography and making the painting happen. And my desire to paint horses required me to go out into the world, go out into the mountains, travel wherever I needed to travel, to photograph them so that I could get my own images, so that I could paint them. Well, I was so busy painting pet portraits, the dogs on commissions, that I wasn't getting the opportunity that I wanted to paint horses. But I still had that magnetism towards the horses themselves, especially the wild horses. And so I found myself beginning to play with photography in a new way. And Chuck Close is one of my favorite painters. And at the MIA, there's this huge painting. If you've ever been there, you might be familiar with it. I don't know the title of it, but it's a man. You don't know if it's a painting. You don't know if it's a drawing. You don't know if it's a photograph. And I remember standing in front of that, loving it, and looking up close, getting, you know, like looking at each brush stroke. And I know that I'm not the only one that looks at that piece in that way. And in that moment, I realized, you know what? It doesn't really matter if I'm a painter or a photographer or what I call myself. All that matters is that I pursue this urge that's driving me forward. And so I think that was the tipping point, where I let the photography of horses be the fine art in itself. And I feel that wild horses have really brought me down some paths that have brought me closer to my, what I'd call my essential self, the real me. And because it brought me on adventures, it brought me to places that most people don't go. It brought me to places that required bravery and courage.
And few stops along life's path require more bravery and courage than those places where you find yourself losing a loved one. 2 years ago, Jesse's fiancé was tragically killed in a car accident.
I knew that everything was going to change, and I surrendered to that. And photography was something that was continuing to pull me forward. I think because the painting was good, but the photography allowed me an ease, and I could just do it. You know, it didn't require me committing to knowing I'd have the energy or the focus for 40 hours.
Grief-stricken and facing a new beginning, Jesse surrendered her pain to the power above and remained open to opportunities and guidance, fully knowing that she was on a whole new path.
There was something pulling me, and eventually that pull brought me to Uganda, where I went to photograph and document the lives of children in eastern Uganda. I went there with a small group, and I decided that I was going to stay longer than them. So everybody else went home, and I stayed. While I was there, I was doing a photography project with the children. That just turned out to be something more amazing than I could have ever planned for. When my fiancé passed away, I really gave it to God, and I let him lead me. And I really feel like that's why I ended up there. And I ended up connecting with these specific children. After everybody else left, I also met another widow. She had been widowed just a couple months before, and she was really struggling. She was kind of having what you might call a breakdown, but she just wasn't able to function for obvious reasons. But in Uganda, you don't have the luxury of that because your life is depending on finding food, having food, growing food. And so there was people in the village that knew of my loss, and they asked me if I would just go sit with her. And I said, yeah, of course, of course. And so that's what I did. And we sat together for maybe an hour, and nothing extraordinary happened, and everything happened. She didn't speak any English, and yet for some reason our hearts knew each other.
Emotions are universal. Pain, joy, love, and friendship is universal too. The profound experience Jesse had as she sat with that young widow in Uganda ultimately guided her to take a whole new path in life. Jesse will return to Uganda in the coming weeks, and she'll stay indefinitely. Her mission? To help the young widows of the village rebuild their lives.
That means that I'll be traveling to the village to work with the women that I've started working with. We are actually working on food production. When I was there this last December, I met with all of the women one-on-one, went to their homes and talked with each of them for quite a long time. And we're all widowed and we're all starting over. And we sat down together and I asked them, how should we do this? What should this look like? Unanimously, everybody decided that food was the thing we needed to focus on first. So we've started doing gardening techniques that have higher yield, better efficiency. They can grow four seasons of the year instead of two. They are doing so phenomenally well already that there's people from all over the district coming and asking them if they can hire them to teach others.
And the young widows of the Ugandan village have a new purpose, a new hope, a new understanding that they can sustain themselves, and they can teach others to do it too. And it's all thanks to Jesse Marianello, an artist from northern Minnesota who took a chance and went down a road less traveled with a broken heart and an open mind and the trust that she was on the right path. Her current exhibit, The Paths That Lead Us, is on display at the Wild Hare Bistro in Bemidji. It is a collection of wild horse portraits that she's taken all over the United States. All proceeds from sales of the images will go toward her nonprofit, the Joy Collective, whose mission is to empower the women, children, and communities of Uganda towards self-sustainability through education, agriculture, and creativity. You can find out more about the Joy Collective and Jesse's travels by searching for the Joy Collective on Facebook.
Love, have mercy on my mind. Spinning like a satellite. Far away from here tonight. Oh, love, have mercy on my mind.
Area Voice is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.